الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحرب سجال بيننا ينالون منا وننال منهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. From the first day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam into this dunya, it was also that very day that shaitan also came into this dunya. Adam alayhi salam came with haqq, came with truth, and likewise shaitan came with batil, came with deviation. And from that time onwards, throughout the ages, they have been the followers of haqq and truth, the followers of Adam alayhi salam, the followers of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, who sacrificed, who underwent difficulty and hardship in calling towards the message of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, in linking the creation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, on the other hand, they have been the followers of shaitan, the brothers of shaitan, the helpers of shaitan, who throughout the ages have been calling towards falsehood and inviting people towards deviation away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This confrontation between haqq and batil has been occurring throughout the ages from the inception of insan in this humanity. From the inception of insan in this world, this confrontation, this invitation between haqq and batil has been occurring. Sometimes in the battlefield, it was haqq and the followers of haqq that planted the flag of victory. And sometimes it was the followers and the adherents of shaitan that planted the flag of victory. And that is why we find on the occasion of Uhud, when outwardly, ostensibly, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in had suffered a defeat. On that occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam consoled his companions and he said, Al harbu sajalum bainana yanaluna minna wa nanalu minhum, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, these wars, these confrontations, sometimes our lives are lost, sometimes their lives are lost, sometimes it appears as if Islam is victorious. Sometimes it appears as if the kuffar are victorious. He said, these wars are a pendulum that will reverberate between us and them. Sometimes they will be victorious, sometimes we will be victorious. The message that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving Sahaba Ikram is that even though it appears that you lost on the battlefield, 70 Sahaba had become shaheed. Even though it appears as if financially, militarily, physically, great defeat has occurred, that should not worry you. Because these wars are not important, that will take place. Sometimes they will be victorious, sometimes we will be victorious. The real success and the real victory, and on the other hand, conversely, the real loss and the real defeat is not determined by wars, is not determined by life and property. by the loss of life and property. This is Allah's stage. This dunya is Allah's stage. On the one side will be haq, on the other side will be batil. And this confrontation must take place. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing you. Who is there that will make Allah the goal? Who is there that will follow the way of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam? Who is there that will make Akhirat the goal? Who is there that will undergo qurbani and sacrifice to make their Akhirat, never mind at the expense of dunya? And on the other hand, who is there that will follow the way of shaitan, who will regard the accumulation of worldly wealth as success, who will turn their back on the effort of Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam? This test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought upon the entire humanity. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, what is true success and what is true failure, today this ummah has failed to understand and perceive this. Success is not that which is taught in the universities and that which the media is telling us about and that which the propaganda of batil is telling us about. Plant the flag of victory. It doesn't matter how many innocent people are slain. Show your military power and might. Become the victor on the battlefield. That is success. Fast cars, technology, mobile phone in your ears, the ringing of coins like music to your ears, then you are successful. People are looking up at you. No, my respected brothers, that is not success. There is only one true concept of success and victory, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. He who lived in this world in such a condition that when he leaves this world, he has pleased Allah. He is safe from Jahannam and he enters into Jannat. He has succeeded. Whether the flag of victory was planted or not, doesn't matter. Whether militarily Islam's superiority was established or not, does not matter. Your blood may have been spilled. The enemy may have been trampling over you. But like Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Karbala, was beheaded. Does it mean that he was defeated? Does it mean that na'uzubillah he was a failure? No, my respected brothers. Sayyida shababi ahlil jannah. He is the leader of the youth. He is the leader of the youth, the imam of the youth in Jannat. He was beheaded and he was 100% successful. Ibn Ziyad and Shimr planted the flag of victory. They had their few days of merriment and joy, but they were 100% failures. Innal khasirin alladhina khasiru anfusahum wa ahlihim yawm al-qiyamah. Ala dhalika huwa al-khusranul mubin lahum min fawqihim dhulalun min an-nar wa min tahtihim dhulal dhalika yukhawwifu Allahu bihi 'ibada ya 'ibadi fattaqun. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the losers? Who are those who have failed? Not those who lost on the battlefield. No. Innal khasirin. The losers are those who put themselves and their families into loss on the day of judgment. Ala dhalika huwa al-khusranul mubin. This is the great loss. From above their heads will be fire. From beneath their feet will be fire. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Allah is warning you about that loss. يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Oh my slaves, fear that loss. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, as an ummah today, we have lost our sense of direction. Homes of the ummah are being bulldozed. The rivers are flowing with the blood of the ummah.
The izzat and dignity and honor of our mothers and sisters are being rented in front of their families. Massacre, persecution, humiliation is being meted out against us. We have to understand that Allah has His sunnah, Allah has His system in this world. Halat and conditions are brought about for a reason. Nothing happens without the will and the permission of Allah. Halat and conditions Allah brings upon us so that we go back to the command of Allah. What is it that my Allah wants? Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say that this hadith in fact is the taqdeer of this ummah. When Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outlined how retrogression will occur in his ummah, an Abi Umamah al-Bahili radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kayfa antum idh fasaqa shubbanukum wa tagha nisa'ukum wa taraktum jihadakum. He said, oh my beloved Sahaba, what will happen to my ummah when the youth of my ummah will openly transgress and break the commands of Allah? When the women of my ummah will become rebellious, they will parade openly in the bazaars, and my ummah will no longer strive for the establishment of deen. In order to understand the reaction of Sahaba to this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to try and envisage and realize who he is speaking to. He's saying a time will come when youngsters will openly disobey the commands of Allah. What were the youngsters of that time? The youngsters of that time, just one incident, occasion of Jummah is too limited. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says, in one journey, I heard Raisul Munafiqeen, the head of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, taunting the Sahaba and taunting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَىٰ مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا يَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيَخْرُجُنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ. Taunting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taunting the Sahaba. They are disgraced people. We will banish them from Medina. We will do this, we will do that. He was sitting with his companions, his close circle. Zayd bin Arqam overheard this. He reported to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Youngster, 14-year-old boy. Abdullah bin Ubay, to protect his reputation, he started swearing oaths. Ya Rasulullah, he's a liar. This boy is maligning my reputation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the elderly Abdullah bin Ubay and his companions the benefit of the doubt. The family of Zayd get upset with him. What is wrong with you, little boy? You are bringing be'izzati and disgrace to a sahabi. Zayd bin Arqam says, وَقَعَ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الْغَمْ مَا لَمْ يَقَعَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ قَطُّ. Such grief befell me that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upset with me. My family is upset with me. I was on the truth. There was nobody to defend my honor. I was filled with grief. فَنِمْتُ كَئِيبًا حَزِينًا. I went to sleep with a broken heart. He says, a little while later, I felt someone pulling my ears. I opened my eyes and I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beaming down at me, smiling. He says, at that time, if someone had come and told me, oh Zayd, in return for the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will give you life forever in this dunya, Allah's qasam, I would have preferred that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with me and my mortal cause than having life forever in this dunya. Such love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عُذْرَكَ وَصِدْقَكَ. Oh Zayd, Allah has come forward in your defense. Allah has come forward in your defense. This entire conversation of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul is reproduced in the Quran to clear the name of a 14-year-old youngster. That was the youth of that time. What were the women of that time? Asma radiallahu, Umm Salma radiallahu anha, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She has a complaint. What is her complaint? She says, Ya Rasulullah, Mali ara al-rijal yudhkaruna fil Qur'an wa nisa la yudhkarn. O Nabi of Allah, why is it whenever Allah gives command in the Qur'an, He addresses the men? He doesn't address the women. This is a rule of grammar, that when there is a general address directed to men and women in Arabic, you will use the male tense. So her complaint was not a weighty complaint. There was no basis for it. But such riayat, such martaba and status they had in the sight of Allah. A woman makes a complaint like this. Before she can finish her complaint, Jibreel is sent with the verse of the Quran. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُم مَّغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Muslim men, Muslim women, believing men, believing women, obedient men, obedient women. Men who give sadaqah, women who give sadaqah. Men who fast, women who fast. Men who protect their chastity, women who protect their chastity. Men who remember Allah excessively, women who remember Allah excessively. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared maghfirat for them and a great reward. It was not necessary for Quran to say Muslimin, Muslimat, Mu'mineen, Mu'minat, men, women, men, women, men, women. But because a woman of that time objected, Jibreel is sent. Quran is revealed accordingly. That was the type of youth. That was the type of women. And in that majma, in that gathering, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a time will come when women will parade openly in the bazaars. A time will come when youth will flagrantly disobey Allah's commands. When my ummah will no longer strive for hidayat. Sahaba are shocked. Awakainun dhalika ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, can such an occasion ever arise? He says, Walladhi nafsi biyadihi wa ashaddu minhu sayakun. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what can be worse than this? He said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذْ لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ تَنْهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. O my Sahaba, what will happen to my ummah when my ummah will no longer strive to bring Allah's deen alive? When the ummah of da'wat will no longer give da'wat? When the ummah which Allah says, أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, you were taken out for this. Allah created you for this. To bring Allah's deen alive on this earth, to enjoin to the good, to forbid from the evil, to sacrifice your life and your wealth, so that one person is linked to Allah. So that this humanity, 6 billion insan on the surface of this earth, who like ants are going towards Jahannam, your day was supposed to be spent, like your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describes himself, أَنَا أَخِذُمْ بِحُجَزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ. I am holding you by your waist to pull you away from Jahannam, and you are still falling into Jahannam. Your night is supposed to be spent crying before Allah for hidayat. My respected brothers, let us understand, open up the books of history. Sahaba fought wars. Sahaba strove in the way of Allah. But the maqsad and the purpose behind their effort was one thing only, and that was hidayat. Allah must give insaniyat hidayat. Allah must save insaniyat from Jahannam. This was never an ummah that made baddu'a. This was never an ummah that desired Jahannam for people. This was an ummah of rahmatul lil alameen. Today atrocities are occurring, no doubt. But what is the direction of this ummah? Those who are meeting out the atrocities, we are ready to curse them. We are ready to desire their Jahannam. Have we asked ourselves why this situation is happening? Did our Nabi ever desire Jahannam for insaniyat? Wahshi, Wahshi, the one who slit open the body of his uncle in front of him, Sahaba lift the sword. What is his reaction? Da'uhu la islamu rajulin wahidin ahabba ilayya min qatli alfi kafir. Leave him alone, leave him alone. If he gets Islam, it is more beloved to me than you killing 1,000 kafirs. We were never an ummah who had the desire to kill people and send them to Jahannam. We were an ummah that came for the fikr and the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our maqsad, our object was hidayat. On the battlefield also hidayat. In our day, in our night, in our effort, hidayat. And until and unless this ummah's maqsad and object does not become that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah's help will never come. Allah's help will only come when this ummah comes unto Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my sahaba, what will happen when my ummah will no longer give dawat? What will happen when my ummah will no longer enjoin good and forbid evil? Sahaba are shocked. Awakainun dhalika ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, can such a situation ever arise? He says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. Worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What can be worse than this? He said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذْ رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. O my sahaba, what will happen to my ummah when they will no longer be able to distinguish between haram and halal? When what Allah has forbidden, when what Allah has made haram will become halal to them. What Allah has made halal will become haram to them. Proposal has come, turn it down. Why? The youngster has a beard. Husband is not talking to his wife. Why? She wants to go into parda. Our whole value system has changed. We no longer can distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. Sahaba said, Awakainun dhalika ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, can such a situation ever arise? He said, Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi wa ashaddu minhu sayakun. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. Wama hiya ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, what can be worse than this? He said, Kayfa antum إِذَا أَمَرْتُمْ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَنَهَيْتُمْ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Oh my sahaba, understand my respected brothers, one thing will lead to another. One rot and decay will lead to the next, unless this ummah does not stop. He said, what will happen to my ummah when my ummah will begin to enjoin the evil? Invite people to break Allah's command and stop them from the obedience of Allah. Look around us. Invitations being given with the words Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Invitations by Muslims to gathering where there is music. Invitation by Muslim to gathering where there is intermingling between men and women. Muslim fathers, five-time namazi, is buying a DVD player for his child. It's not even our way to mention the evils and the wrongs of the ummah. But openly, flagrantly, we are inviting people to break the command of Allah. Calling people towards the disobedience of Allah. Stopping them from the obedience of Allah. Sahaba, at a loss of words, they can't understand such a situation ever arising. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when this will happen, that this ummah will become an ummah that has lost its sense of direction. No longer the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No longer an ummah which has the day of its Nabi and the night of its Nabi in front of it. Then he says that Allah says, not the forces of batil, not the superpowers of the world. Allah says, وعزتي وجلالي سأطيحن عليهم الفتن يصير الحليم فيها حيران. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah says, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, I will set fitna upon fitna upon them. I will set hardship and tribulation and persecution upon them to such an extent that the intelligent ones amongst them will ask, will be perplexed, what has happened to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, no doubt, let us not be like the ostriches with the heads in the ground. The asar and the signs of the ghadab and the anger of Allah apparent in every direction. Our heart bleeds for Gaza. Our heart bleeds for Afghanistan. Our heart bleeds for those various parts in the world where the ummah is being massacred. But take solace, those that have given their lives in the way of Allah, they are smiling. They are smiling down at us. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting in front of his shaheed father crying. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, "Oh Jabir, shall I tell you what happened to your father?" He says, "Tell me, O Nabi of Allah." He says, "Ma kallam Allahu ahad kifahan." Before this, Allah never spoke anybody to anybody directly without hijab. When your father's ruh was brought in front of Allah, Allah spoke to him directly. Allah spoke to him directly and Allah said to him, "Tell me what you want." Your father's response was this, "Ya Allah, send me back to the world so that I may give my life again in your path." So Allah said to him that this is against my sunnah, that can't happen. Then he said, Oh Allah, inform those of the ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ behind me how you have treated me and what you have given me. Allah Ta'ala reveals the verse of the Quran. No time to go into the details. Allah Ta'ala says, do not think that they are dead, they are alive. They are enjoying themselves in the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah. They are smiling down at us, but my respected brothers, these halat and conditions are for a reason. We are not an ummah that every time an atrocity happens, then we want to march, then we want to make a big noise, then we want to curse people. We are an ummah that has to take sabak and heed the lesson behind the atrocity. Halat and conditions are there to bring us back onto deen. One great alim recently saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And he spoke to him and said, "Oh my beloved Nabi, ummah is being slaughtered in Gaza. Ummah is being slaughtered in Afghanistan. Here and there, this and this is happening to your beloved ummah." Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "This will carry on happening unless and until the level of behayai and shamelessness in my ummah is not reduced. Until my ummah will not make tawbah from behayai, till that time this will continue to happen to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, "When will earthquakes happen? When will Allah's open azab come upon this ummah?" She said, When zina will take place in this ummah as if it is halal. When musical instruments and music will be played openly, and when liquor will be drunk openly, then this ummah has signed the writ and the declaration of war with Allah. Halat and conditions will turn against us. My respected brothers, it is still to a large extent, if we analyze, the innocent ones that are suffering. Allah is using them to give them daraja and status so that the rest of us take sabak. The rest of us open our eyes. It's no use marching and chanting. 80-90% of those marches of Islam never woke up for Fajr namaz that morning. The masjids are empty. We can go on cursing. But halat and conditions is for us to come back on what Allah wants. Like one of our elders says, he says, Aaj, Muslimano ke liye rone wale bohat hai. Today to cry for the Muslims there are plenty. Lekin Islam ke liye rone wale koi nahi. But to cry for Islam, to cry for the emasculation of Allah's commands that are taking place, to cry that outwardly we are insan, inwardly we are haywan. That the perception of the khawf of Allah has come out of us. We are living as if there is no qabr, as if there is no akhirah. To cry for that, to cry for this humanity that is going towards Jahannam, whom we were supposed to be calling towards the way of Allah. We turned our backs on that and made dunya our object. To cry for that, there is no one. He says, Jab tak ke, is ummat ka rona Islam ke liye nahi hoga, us waqt tak musalmanon ke liye rona koi fayda nahi dega. Until this ummat's cry is not for Islam, cry for the command of Allah, cry for what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for, cry for why our masjids are empty, cry for why our youths are in the dens of vice, cry for why our women are parading openly and nakedly in public. Until our tears are not for that, until our efforts are not for that, then our cry from physical and material loss of Muslims will have no avail, will not change the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The need, the cry, the call of the hour, my respected brothers, is this ummah has to come back to the masjid. This ummah has to come back onto Qurbani. This ummah has to come upon that system of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by which when Sahaba raised their hands, the help of Allah came. Make ourselves the beloved of Allah. Then cry before Allah and see how Allah's help will come. See how conditions will change. And even if the conditions don't change, even if you are massacred, even if we taste the defeat on the battlefield, but our Allah is pleased with us, then we are 100% successful. That perception of success and failure has to enter our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.